Canto 1, Krishna Appears, based on Krishna Book, Chapter 2, Scene 5, Satyam Param. And so, at this time, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, and followed by many other demigods, invisibly appeared in the house of Kamsa. They began to pray for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in select prayers, which are very pleasing to the devotees, and which award fulfillment of their desires. The first words they spoke acclaimed that the Lord is true to His vow, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha tushkritam. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna descends in this material world just to protect the pious and destroy the impious. That is His vow. The demigods could understand that the Lord had taken residence within the womb of Devaki in order to fulfill this vow. The demigods were very glad that the Lord was appearing to fulfill His mission, and they addressed Him as Satyam Param, or the Supreme Absolute Truth. Everyone is searching after the truth, for that is the philosophical way of life. The demigods give information that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna. One who becomes fully Krishna conscious can attain the Absolute Truth. Krishna is the Absolute Truth. Relative truth is not truth in all the three phases of eternal time. Time is divided into past, present, and future. But Krishna is truth always, past, present, and future. In the material world, everything is being controlled by supreme time in the course of past, present, and future. But before the creation, Krishna was existing. And when there is creation, everything is resting in Krishna. And when this creation is finished, Krishna will remain. Therefore, Krishna is absolute truth in all circumstances. If there is any truth within this material world, it emanates from the supreme truth, Krishna. If there is any opulence within this material world, the cause of the opulence is Krishna. If there is any reputation within this material world, the cause of the reputation is Krishna. If there is any strength within this material world, the cause of such strength is Krishna. If there is any wisdom or education within this material world, the cause of such wisdom and education is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the source of all relative truths. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.